As Australian politics channels US trends, American authorities are bracing for more potentially widespread violence in the waning days of Donald Trump's presidency. The FBI has issued warnings that Trump loyalists are energised, but their attack on the US Congress last week is bleeding Donald Trump of other more conventional sources of support. Today, a third member of the Trump cabinet has quit. More voices from his own side say they will support impeachment. And a growing list of top-shelf companies promise to withdraw support for politicians who have backed Trump's false claims of electoral fraud. Stephen Smiley prepared this report.
They're the scenes the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, is desperate to avoid being repeated. It's been 6 days since a violent mob who'd attended a rally addressed by the outgoing U.S. President Donald Trump on the National Mall went on to storm the U.S. Capitol building. Now, at least 150 members of that mob are suspects in a U.S. Justice Department manhunt. Still more are in police custody, including a Florida man accused of making off with Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern during the chaos. Today, a request by Washington's Mayor Bowser for an emergency declaration and for up to 15,000 National Guard reinforcements to help prevent a possible repeat between now and Inauguration Day was approved.
Are you scared?
Am I scared? If I'm scared of anything, it's for our democracy because we have very extreme factions in that country that are armed and dangerous.
The mayor isn't alone in fearing coordinated violence. In neighbouring Maryland, the state's governor Larry Hogan, a Republican, is voicing similar concerns. He says violence could spill over to his state's capital, Annapolis, and wants federal reinforcements too.
Many of our police departments and the whole state and the Guard are always somewhat involved in inaugurations. This is obviously a much more heightened situation. We have already 500 Guard members in the city. We've beefed up our police presence, I think we're going to be increasing several hundred more Guard members after we finish our discussions.
The man within the administration whose department is responsible for those reinforcements is the latest Trump cabinet member to leave his post. Hours after the National Guard requests were granted, the acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf quit. Meanwhile, at least 214 House Democrats now support the article to impeach Donald Trump, a process in the House which could wrap up within a day or so. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer has told CNN he'll probably support it too.
The president. Why?
Honestly, Aaron, I had a break on Wednesday at around 4:17 p.m. after we had fled the House chambers, after we knew that at least one person had died. When we were in a secure location, we didn't know whether or not any of our colleagues were injured or killed. And the one person who could tamp down the rhetoric, the one person who could have put an end to that violence, the president, he put out that video that said, "We love you, you're special. You know, come home." No condemnation, no urge to bring things back. To me, that was an abject failure of leadership, and something just broke then. That was the one opportunity he had to try to make things right. When the Capitol, when we had the number one, two, and three individuals in the presidential line of succession under siege, and he was completely missing in action.
The first person in that line of succession, the outgoing Vice President Mike Pence, today met Donald Trump for the first time since the riot, enjoying what officials say was a good conversation at the White House. While that may amount to an absolution for Mr. Trump from the second in command, other Republicans may be less forgiving. For many in the party, whether or not to condemn Mr. Trump remains a question of politics and electability. Associate Professor Brendan O'Connor is at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney.
It will depend on what kind of districts they come from. So one of the threats that Trump has held over the Republican Party is that if you oppose him, you'll be attacked on social media, you'll be primaried, so you'll be challenged within your own party. That will be the calculation, but you'd hope that there will be Republicans who would join this vote, which seems, you know, it seems like it could happen this week.
Is the threat of being primaried by Trump loyal Republicans as serious as it once might have been?
No. I mean, Trump has lost an election, even though he got, you know, 73 or more million votes. He is not the force that he once was. So there are good reasons, of course, to be against Trump. And you'd think that Republicans who wanted to make arguments on the basis of democracy, of anti-violence, could, you know, stand up strongly against the Republican president.
Brendan O'Connor from the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. Stephen Smiley, our reporter there.